Hi, I'm Oki, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Book. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me About Your Book. I'm really excited to finally get to talk to author Ali Shaw, who's written a really interesting and important memoir, actually. It's called Chasing Tigers in the Dark, Life Lessons of a Fierce Survivor. And I love that title. Hi, Ali. How are you today?
Hey, Oki. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I'm really excited to talk about your book because your book has so many things going on that I think readers will really, really sink into. Can you go ahead and tell me all about your book?
Oh, yes. I would love to tell you about my book. And thank you for your important work. Like the fact that you're passionate about reading and promoting authors is such an important passion in our world. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm like giddy.
Well, you should be. Anytime I get to sit down and read a good book, it's a great day. So yeah. I love it. Yeah, so my book is a narrative nonfiction offering. The Chasing Tigers in the Dark title is really the bravest image I could imagine. You know, facing a predator in the dark is a pretty terrifying prospect. But I definitely had to be brave to tell my story. It is a story of complex, multi-categorical trauma. You know, my book began as a therapeutic process. But in the end, I decided that because of my Enneagram 2 personality type, that helper in me, I quickly realized that I needed to mobilize that into my passion and purpose to help others.
I applaud anyone who's able to reach so much deeper into their psyche and able to put pen to paper like this. Actually, I think this is important work. Not only is it entertainment, just reading it, but I think it's much more than that, Ali. So I want to say thank you first and foremost, because we all experience our own trauma in one way or another. But yours is, I think, is pretty significant. What made you want to put a pen to paper? What made you want to put it in writing?
I don't know. Do you ever just kind of sit in a space of wondering, you know, what your purpose in life is supposed to be? You know, I've had a lot of careers in my life. I also have 7 children. And so when I thought about, you know, during COVID, we all had a lot of time to kind of sit back and think. And in that space, I was really thinking about, wow, you know, I've had this chronic adversity since the time I was 18. You know, so many horrifying things from cancer diagnosis, 10 surgeries, incest, rape, divorce, unimaginable loss. And I think about all of those truly waterfall events that just kept coming. Right. And the only way that I could make sense of that was to pay it forward. So I remember this pivotal event when I think I was 19, and my first love had just been killed by a drunk driver. Yes, it was absolutely
That's very traumatic. Yeah.
It was. And, you know, I didn't have the tools or the maturity. I didn't know how in the world I was going to heal from that. And I remember this young woman, she also lost her boyfriend in like a freak accident. And she reached out to me. And just that space, like that understanding and empathy that she and I shared, you know, cognitive empathy, because we both had gone through basically the same thing. And so being in that space of truly knowing what it was like to be able to provide hope to someone else that was in the middle of their own tragedy was definitely just a gift and helped with my own healing, I would say.
I always want to tell people it does wonder sometimes just by asking, how are you doing, or just reaching out. I think a lot of us don't know how to approach someone who's going through something, and reading something like this coming from that side of the table, it's kind of nice to see what we can do for each other. Like I said, I think this book is extremely important, even though it's really personal coming from you. So how was it writing this, having to reach in a lot of places?
Thankfully, I was in therapy while I was writing it, which really helped, you know, to kind of walk through the different pieces of trauma, you know, and the different categories. I began this really interesting therapeutic process called EMDR. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so EMDR represents eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So basically, it allows you to take the negative belief that comes out of a trauma and kind of rework it to see the truth in the trauma, and then allow you to, you know, basically work through all the pieces of it. So, you know, each trauma probably has a lot of different emotions attached to it, but EMDR allowed me to, I mean, it's brutal. You really have to be with a trusted professional.
You have to really be careful almost to really face something so head on like that.
There's a lot of training that goes behind it. So, you know, there's actually a website where you can find providers that do this, but it allowed me to kind of see, especially the sexual assault traumas. Now I recognize them as part of my history, but they no longer trigger me, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I'm sure I know the answer to this, but because you've kind of touched base on it a little bit already, but I would love to hear what you want the readers to get out of this book, besides just being really open and raw about it, reading your work, your history. But what do you want the readers to get out of it?
Well, it's interesting. So I don't know. I've been in this year has probably been the hardest of all the years. I've had two significant losses. My first husband passed away in February, and then my father passed away several weeks later. So just a lot of loss. I feel like the message I keep getting is the storms are always going to come, but we have to be able to find like the silver lining, like the learning through the storm. And so the theme throughout my book is triumph over trauma. So I think we've all been in a space before, you know, 70% of the population is going to experience complex trauma. So in that space, we have to know that there are silver linings. It's difficult to see them at times. Like from the one that I'm attached to right now is, you know, my marriage has never been in a better place. And that is truly the silver lining when you're going through, you know, a hardship. If you have that support system around you and you know that you have that rock, that's huge, because we're all going to go through it. So being intentional about your support system, I think is a really good use of time. So I think triumph over trauma, you know, if people are looking for hope, if they're looking for, you know, healing, for resources, I think that they're going to find all of that in the book.
Thank you. I think this will help me personally on so many levels. I totally understand about loss and how it affects all of us. It's been pretty tough year for a lot of us, at least for me and one of my friends. She lost her husband suddenly, and that was earlier this year, and that was traumatic. When I lost my mom suddenly last year, it was the first loss I've ever experienced, and I didn't know how to navigate. So I think even a year later, we're still kind of unraveling a little bit. So this is something that I'm always searching out for. So Allie, this is great. This is amazing.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss. I know.
No, I'm sorry for yours too. It's odd how we all can relate to each other in this way. You know, you're all the way in Virginia, I'm here, and we're all over the world that we can just kind of find a common ground. I need you to do so many more shows of talking about things like this. Like have your own big thing.
Anytime. My pleasure.
So what else can you tell me about you as an author?
Yeah, so I always want to write meaningful content that provides hope and changes lives. I've been writing, been doing a lot of speech writing lately. I'm launching, you know, a new book and speaking tour next month, which is exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
I would love to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's find a location in Texas.
Yes, please. I'm a little far from you, but still, it's not that bad.
I love to travel. But yeah, the new tour is interesting. The title is I Caught the Tiger, Now What? And so
that's so clever.
Oh, thank you. So the tiger in this scenario represents fear. So a lot of times fear stunts our productivity, right? And so this new tour will allow me to begin a conversation about the intersection of trauma recovery and mental health awareness, specifically anxiety and depression, and how they inform our personal development and professional success. So it provides resources. There's a TIGER acronym for healing, and it's pretty exciting. I'm really, really passionate about bringing just a really happy, positive message to, you know, hurting souls all over the country. So it's exciting.
I love that. I love there's progress in this. I love the fact that there's like positivity and hope and coming together and just kind of, I know it sounds cheesy, kind of hold hands and get through this together kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, I was about to ask what's next, but you're telling me this already. This is cool. But how has it been since you published your book?
So I have learned so much in that process. There's a lot of ups and downs with the publishing process.
I'm sure.
And it's funny because, you know, because this is my first book and I had many different careers, but nothing that was anywhere close to being a writer. Securing a publisher, like that was a really interesting process, learning curve and a hefty time commitment. Let's see, I had to develop really a tough skin and be okay with rejection.
Man, you know, and it is such a long game. That's what all the authors tell me.
Yes,
you have to be so patient.
You do. And, you know, you have to do a lot of research too. So I researched query letters for a long time, you know, and I looked across genres because my book is definitely a memoir, but it also falls in a couple of other categories.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent like 100 query letters out, Oki. And finally, you know, after a few months, I got 4 traditional offers.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I was really just so grateful and surprised, you know. I just, it made me feel like I really had an important message for people that are hurting, you know. So that was quite an honor.
I don't think there's enough, to be honest, when it comes to mental health. And I feel like until one reader finds that one book to really click, I say keep going and keep publishing. And anyone else that's listening that wants to write about something like this, as much as I want to highlight your book, of course. But
everybody that has, you know, an experience to share that's going to help someone else, I think we should be promoting that. So
absolutely. Yeah. Now that you're working on your talking engagements and, of course, your next book, what else is there to know about this world that you've come upon as far as wanting to do author signings and things like that? Anything else that you can tell us, or websites that you can tell us?
Yeah, so I mentioned before the EMDR therapy. So if anyone was interested in learning more about that, it's really simple. It's just www.emdr.com. I found that to be probably the most useful tool as far as clearing out the past trauma. You know, past trauma a lot of times keeps us in this space where we can't be present in our life. You know, we're distracted. Mm-hmm. We're not leaders. We're not excelling professionally. We're not being our best partner or parent. So just, you know, trying to clear out all the past that triggers us and keeps us distracted is so important. I guess I would just say, like, the vulnerability piece, I think, was a big learning for me this year. You know, I think that mental health is being discussed more, thank God. But, you know, vulnerability, I think Brené Brown is doing a great job with normalizing that. But we need to be telling our stories. We need to be sharing this hard reality of the things that happen to us, the traumas that land in our laps. I think that being vulnerable, not only like you so beautifully said before, it, you know, we hold hands, we connect, you know, on this deeper level, but we also allow people that maybe are super private that would never come forward, you know, older generations that you just don't talk about the hard stuff, maybe we're allowing them to see that talking about it is the first step to healing.
It's interesting to saying it out loud in general, you know, the things that we go through, because it's so personal and a lot of times lonely. So it's nice to be able to seek out something like this, something like your book.
You know, you think about veterans, you know, both of my grandfathers, they fought in World War II. And I remember when they came back, my parents said that they never told their stories. They never told the war stories because they were so traumatic in so many cases. And so my goal is to reach across, you know, the generational gaps and allow people from 20s to 80s to find that ability to heal from whatever's holding them back.
Right. And I think there's that stigma about guys who, like, we don't, you know, they don't share their feelings, or, and I hate the whole concept of just man up kind of thing. Just on a quick side note, which I can cut out, I was on Reddit a while back, and I think the question was something along the line of, hey, men of Reddit, what are some things that you want to talk about? Something like that. And majority of the answers were, we just want to talk about how we're feeling, but we feel like we can't. And it's not that our family or our significant other, they don't want to listen. That wasn't the case. It was more like we just felt like, you know, we were told to man up or get over it kind of thing. And it's really sad. So hopefully the next generations and stuff are much more willing to be open and stuff. But anyway, sorry.
No, I'm glad you shared that. It's so sad, isn't it?
Right, you just
feel like you're stuck and you can't speak your mind.
Yeah, which is, you know, being stuck and can't speak your mind, you're right. It's a horrible, horrible cycle, I think. But Allie, where can we get your book?
Well, you can definitely get it on Amazon. It's available for, obviously, paperback and hardcover, and then ebook. So, yeah, I would love to connect with my readers, and I'm on Instagram at Allie Shaw Author, and Facebook and LinkedIn and TikTok. So, yeah, I'm on all of those platforms.
And especially we get to know you more than just your book, with your talking arrangements or your traveling speaking arrangements. I think this is significant. This is great. I want to say thank you, Allie, for coming by today and just opening up pretty much this world and just kind of opening up your door to all of us. Any last minute thing you want to say before we go today?
Well, thank you, Oki. Obviously, this has been amazing, and always love to meet a bookworm who's passionate about reading. I guess just I want people to know that there's hope out there. There's a lot of really bad things happening in this world, but if we can connect to each other and connect to resources, you know, the healing can begin.
I think that's perfectly said. Thank you. I want to like shout that out on the rooftop. That sounds so cheesy, but it's really important, and this is so great. But thank you, Allie. I hope you continue this on and on, because we all need authors like you. I will talk to you next time you have your book out, or anytime you want to stop by and talk to me, because I love this. So, but thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Oki. You are such a wonderful human, and I so appreciate this. Yay. This has been wonderful.
You guys have no idea how much I'm smiling. Thank you. Okay, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Me About Your Book. Please continue to support indie authors and indie bookstores. And if you would love to support Tell Me About Your Book podcast, you can certainly do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/tellmepodcast. For a price of a coffee, you can support monthly for just $5. There's other tiers too in the memberships, and you can look at all the info about it, and I would certainly, certainly appreciate it. And of course, there's the other podcast, Books, Cats, and Snacks, where Katty and I talk all things book and about her cats too. See you then.